2000 has been an extraordinary decade for a number of reasons. One has been really the global expansion of cash. You might not think of it, but actually just looking at the bottom line, it's been the most lucrative decade in human history. The IMF, if you look at the fixed income securities, at the beginning of the decade, globally, it was $36 trillion. Now, even despite all the crises that we've seen, it stands just over $80 trillion.
The growth of the global economy is obviously contributing
yes.
to that. The emergence mm. of countries like China.
Mm.
Before we go on to that, what is the most significant event? You'd have to say the financial crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. As a story, obviously, it's been the biggest story of the past decade. It's been the biggest downturn in 80 years. It's been really incredible to watch the speed and alacrity of events unfolding and the ramifications.
The interconnection as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this was truly a global event.
Absolutely. And you're still seeing that, you know, that cascade down with Dubai more recently.
We need to talk about China, too, obviously. I mean, China, through all of this almost, China is there.
If the decade ended 16 months ago, I think the biggest story of the decade is China. And it may be remembered as the biggest story of the decade, Gate. It's hard to remember that they just joined the World Trade Organization in 2001 and now is the third largest economy. And its influence has been catapulted by the financial crisis.
And it actually was literally the engine room of the global economy for 10 years.
It was.
It created the conditions in some ways that led to...
It fed the appetite for, say, mortgage-backed securities and the purchase of those. I mean, a lot of those were purchased by China. I personally think China is the biggest story of the decade.
And I guess it's fair to say it's still too early to say what the ramifications of the financial crisis are going to be. But if you look for the next 10 years, do you think we'll have this breakneck speed of growth, the technology revolution will continue, or do you think things will actually... calm down.
The truth is, anything would be a guess right now. But one important thing to remember is what one CEO mentioned at a conference we recently ran with Dalian, that the 21st century, the starting point of the 21st century was not January 1st, 2000. It was September 15th, 2008, when Lehman Brothers went down. That set in motion a lot of factors that certainly will continue to play out through the next decade. What those will be is anyone's guess.